AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Chief Justice John Roberts says the last Supreme Court rulings for this session will be announced Monday. That includes a ruling on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution. As far as the rulings today, the Supreme Court ruled in the case of a former police officer charged with obstruction in connection with the Capitol riot.
Justices ruled 6-3. The charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that the accused tried to tamper with documents. That's based on a law from 2002 surrounding the Enron financial scandal. As it relates to some of the Capitol rioters, only a small group of those charged fall into that category. The case against the former police officer Joseph Fisher of Pennsylvania is now being sent back to a lower court. But experts say this decision could be used by Donald Trump and his Republican allies to show they can't be charged with obstruction in connection with the January 6th insurrection. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court overturned a 1984 decision informally known as Chevron. It's long been a target of conservatives that had made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. The justices also ruled cities can enforce bans on homeless people, sleeping outdoors, even in the West Coast areas where beds are hard to find. The Iowa Supreme Court is giving the go-ahead for the state's new abortion law. It's a ban on most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women know they're pregnant. The Texas Supreme Court upheld the state's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. President Biden is trying to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing at his debate with former President Donald Trump.
We're going to beat this guy. We need to beat this guy.
The president was greeted early today by supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is AP News. Thousands are in Tel Aviv for the Tribe of Nova's first mass gathering since the October 7th attack.
Party attendee Omar Prince had survived that terrible day.
There is one track, it's called Dance is the Answer. And I think it's the answer for, a lot of things. Sadness and happiness.
Concert attendee Maxim Malyov adds, nothing can stop us from living our lives here in Israel, and nothing can stop us from dancing. The massive concert intends to raise awareness and funds for a network of therapy and support for October 7 survivors. More than 3,000 people were at the Tribe of Nova's electronic music festival on the morning of October 7. Over 360 people died, and more than 40 taken hostage. Some are still held in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.